Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Tuesday morning to you. As we come into the Fan Run Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee, gang's all here. Intern Andrew got the Periscope fired up. The next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things. Ben Lee, fresh off a 2-0 run last night in the Hops and Hollers Bocce Ball League. That's right, the title defense has gotten off to a 2-0 playoff start. I don't know who the sports comparison is of guys who just perform in the playoffs and like can't be beat in the playoffs. 6-0, especially relative to our other record in the regular season. Pretty amazing. The shots we were hitting last night, I don't know who to compare them to. The first run felt like Kemba Walker at UConn. Last night felt kind of like the 2010 Celtics.
Not even to mention we had, like, basically cheating in the first game against us.
Come on.
I mean.
All right, cut your mic off, Ben.
I could do well if I threw every single ball.
I mean, just cut your mic off, Ben. Come on. It was a rain delay. It was, you know, no excuses. We had to have Brandon leave. I mean, it's okay. So we're riding high. Ben's good. I'm good. Cody, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere. I feel good today. I actually got some sleep last night.
I did not.
You did not.
I did not.
Because
I slept
of the,
like trash.
The stress of the bocce league.
Well, I don't know if it was. Much. I don't know if I'd call it stress because, like I said, we won. It was probably more of still the adrenaline rush. It's probably more of the adrenaline rush. I mean, the last game, we're playing Todd, you know, the owner of Hops.
I know Todd.
Home court advantage to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
We're a man down, so we already had to start 2 points in the hole. We look up, it's 8-3. I'm like, oh, man, this is not good. We're on the sand. We're undefeated on the sand. We're about to lose our first playoff game, about to lose that sense of, invincibility. We chip away, 8-4. Me and Thomas get to 8-6, and then we're having to rotate. So me and Thomas have to walk over and play with Ben because Brandon ditched us. Mm-hmm. And then me and Ben Lee pull a 4-pointer out of the hat.
Out of the head.
Out of the head. Shout out to Jason Witten.
Grab it out of the head.
And next thing I knew, it went from 8-6 to 10-8. We're up. So we exchange a point or two over the next couple times. Then it's 11-10. We're throwing, and you know they got one right on the ball. With the ball sort of in front of it, and I said, got to make this shot.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make it. I just threw a perfect ball. I mean, there's no better feeling than throwing a perfect ball. I knock theirs to the left. I knock the white ball to the right, and my ball follows it to the right, and I leave it about, you know what, a foot away. But they only had two balls, and you know it was right up against the wall, so you couldn't do the pace without hitting the wall. And they go 0-2, and oh, let me tell you, I was on top of the world, Cody. I feel like Jarrett Garantano.
Man, essentially just leaving it all right there on the sand.
I've been much maligned this regular season. I'm not a regular season bocce player. I'm a playoff bocce player. And I feel like I played my best two games of the season last night. At least the best one for sure on the sand. I felt like I was pretty locked in on the sand. just cream rises to the top and all that, you know.
I always prefer the sand over the grass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Except last night, because, I mean, we had to sit through like an hour and a half rain delay. So the sand was soupy. It was soupy, soupy sand.
Soupy sand.
It was soupy sand. They had the grounds crew up there working through a rain delay. I felt like we were at a Little League World Series game or something. Like, we have to squeeze this game in. We got parents flying in from all over the country.
Do you have a blow dryer out there?
They did. I didn't. We didn't. I was not helping. I was watching.
Yeah.
I had my Titans rain jacket on, worried that I was going to curse myself for wearing a Titans rain jacket.
So what time did the game finally commence?
The 7 o'clock games got started about 8:30.
Oh, wow.
We sat through an hour and a half rain delay.
I would have left.
It was play. Well, that's why we kicked you off the team. Yeah, your dedication to the team was not there.
Your roommate did leave.
Yeah, well, it's probably rubbing off on him.
So we sat through an hour and a half rain delay because it's the bocce playoffs. You know, you got to squeeze them in.
Yeah. Well, while y'all were doing that, I was watching sports.
I watched sports.
Yeah.
I watched sports.
I'm a sports fan.
Yeah.
I was watching baseball, watching football, flipping back and forth, watching baseball, watching football.
How'd your Dodgers do last night?
They lost 4-0 to the Brewers to go down 2-1 in the series.
Got shut out, huh?
Well, they had the bases loaded in the ninth, and, you know, they had the guy there for the tying run, and just, you know, 1-2-3.
Who was
it? They were out.
Who was it?
I don't know anyone's name.
Was it Machado?
I don't know anyone's name, but I know that the bases were loaded and that, you know, the first guy was on, ready to go, and then they commenced to get the first out, the second out, and then the third.
Oh, they had the bases loaded with no outs?
Yeah.
Eesh. That sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks for them.
Brian Dozier.
Yeah, but I mean,
Brian Dozier.
I was assuming there were two outs when he got up for some reason. So three guys failed to come through.
There were three guys, one man on first base, one man on second base.
I understand what bases loaded means.
One man on third base and another man at the plate.
Yeah.
And they did not come through.
They did not.
Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, came through.
It's wild. Back-to-back nights, right? We've had Sunday and Monday Night Football with a playoff baseball game going. And on Sunday, you had the Red Sox come through in the clutch as Tom Brady is doing what he does. And then last night, you had the Brewers win a big playoff game as Aaron Rodgers puts the Packers on his back.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is great. Don't get me wrong.
But it's the 1-4 or 49ers.
No. I wasn't even going to say that because, I mean, that kind of goes out the window when you're having, like, two rookie wide receivers out there.
Yeah.
And he's turned Davante Adams into Antonio Brown light. Like, I'm not going to say you're going against only the 1-4 Steelers because, I mean, who are the skill players that the Packers have that would be great somewhere else? I don't know if there are any. I was going to say that 3rd and 15, illegal contact. Come on. Come on. That's a call that I hate in the NFL.
You got to play by the rules.
I understand that. It feels pretty extreme when it's 3rd and 15 and you get a sack and you're getting the ball back with 40 seconds left and you might actually have time to kick a field goal, and next thing you know, there's a 5-yard penalty that keeps the drive alive. All because, like, a receiver was trying to turn back in. And Richard Sherman, who grabs people, like, he does grab people, so you can only feel so bad for him, gets that flag thrown on him.
Yeah.
Extends the drive, and next thing you know, boom, Rodgers has him at the 10-yard line. That's a little weak.
Richard Sherman could cover people without grabbing them by the jersey.
Also, can we point out, like, kind of seems like Rodgers only limps when he gets sacked or when he misses a throw? I mean, on that last drive when he scrambles for 20-something yards right at the middle, like, knee looked pretty good to me.
He shook it off.
The knee looked pretty good to me. I mean, he got right up the middle pretty quickly.
I mean, when that guy sacked him, he came right down on the knee.
You can do crazy things when you're pumping with adrenaline.
I get it. I understand.
And, but, I mean,
I would think getting sacked would get the adrenaline going, too, like having a man just pull you down from behind.
It also
really
helps.
Gets you going.
Yeah, the shots and the knee brace probably help, too.
I understand. I'm just talking about, like, right after. Sacked on third down, the limp's there. I think it was, like, the very next play is when he runs. But that knee pain went away pretty damn quick.
He shook it off. Shake it off. Just accept. You got to accept the fact he's great.
Rodgers is great. Rodgers is great. Who is sitting here saying Rodgers isn't great?
I don't know. You're taking some shots at Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers is probably the most talented quarterback we've ever had.
Sounds like you're taking shots.
I'm just saying he plays that knee up a little bit when it's convenient. I don't think that's a shot. I think that's theatrics.
I like theatrics, first of all.
I'm okay with it. Let's just call it what it is.
Football is entertainment.
I mean, I don't know that it is what it is. I mean, maybe the knee hurts, you know. You shake it off.
Hurts a lot. It hurts when things go poorly.
It's like you get sacked and the knee goes down. You're like, my knee. The guy landed on my knee. And then you're okay. Shake it off.
We're okay. Thank God.
All right, we'll be all right.
Oh, there's a flag. Man, this knee feels a lot better now.
No, it's just Aaron Rodgers being tough. And he's saying, you know what, I got to run for this first down now, despite this excruciating knee pain.
Look, Rodgers is tough. Rodgers is very tough. Obviously, I think he's great. I think that Mike McCarthy should thank his lucky stars that he has Aaron Rodgers, and Terry Bradshaw is an idiot, went on TV and said, if I'm picking between letting one go, I'm letting Rodgers go and keeping McCarthy, which is maybe the worst sports take of all time.
Wait.
Like, I really think that's in consideration for the worst sports take of all time.
Terry Bradshaw said...
Intern Andrew, go find that and put it in the system for me.
Oh, my God. When did he say that?
Yesterday. Yeah. Go find that for me and get it in the system. Let's play it for the audience. Because, yes, it is something that is so surprising, you deserve to hear it. But essentially, Terry Bradshaw said, if I'm having to pick between the two... I'm letting Rodgers go. You don't let a coach like McCarthy leave.
I can just hear him with his dumbass voice saying that, too.
Terry Bradshaw is a big-time hater of quarterbacks. Like, he was after Big Ben forever. And he is the only person alive. Not even Mike McCarthy and Mike McCarthy's family thinks, yeah, they should keep me over Rodgers.
Terry Bradshaw needs to be exiled to Norway, is what Terry Bradshaw needs.
Why Norway?
Or Finland, or Sweden, or Mongolia, or Kazakhstan. I don't really care. Just away from here. The Sudan. Can we please trade Terry Bradshaw for some goods? And, you know, what do we have a shortage on right now? What are some crops we need here that we can't get anywhere else? Can we send Terry Bradshaw away for, like, some tobacco or something? Some cane? Some sugar cane?
Yeah, please specify. Sugar cane.
Yeah, sugar cane. I mean, something. Get rid of Terry Bradshaw, for God's sake.
Last night was, you don't want to call it a must win for the Packers, but going 2-3-1 would have been bad news. Especially when you have the Rams and the Patriots on the road in your next two games. There's a bye week now for hopefully Rodgers to get that knee healthy. He said he wants to take the brace off. And then they go at Rams, at Patriots, home for the Dolphins.
Good God.
At Steelers, at Vikings. Not Steelers, excuse me, Seahawks. At Seahawks, at Vikings.
Wow. So on the road against the two best teams in the league. And the Dolphins.
Two of the top five teams. The Patriots. I said Patriots, not Chiefs.
No, you said Rams, Patriots. So
yeah.
Two best teams in the league.
No. And then, Rams and Patriots.
And then
Rams
Dolphins. Dolphins may be top five.
Not Rams and Chiefs. Rams and Patriots.
The Chiefs don't. I mean, I don't know why the Chiefs are. I didn't say anything about the Chiefs.
You're talking two best teams in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots just beat the Chiefs.
By 3 points at home.
Yeah.
It's still the Chiefs.
It really wasn't that close. Should have been bigger.
That's inaccurate.
It's fine. So.
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule.
At Rams, at Patriots, home for the Dolphins, at Seahawks, at Vikings. That's pretty tough. So last night, like I said, you don't want to call it a must win, but felt like a must win for the Packers to have any type of hope to kind of stay in this division race.
So the Packers play at the Patriots in 2 weeks?
3 weeks. They have a bye.
3 weeks.
They have a bye coming up this Sunday. And then, yeah, at Rams on the 28th. At Patriots on the 4th.
Of course, it's in New England.
I know. It seems like the Patriots always get these big games at home. What the hell's going on here? Like, they had to go to Jacksonville. I get that. But, like, I was thinking about that. They got the Chiefs in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they had played that game in Kansas City, the Chiefs would have won. The next thing you knew, the Patriots would have been three games back. They get the Packers at home. They get the Vikings at home. I guess they do have to go to Pittsburgh. It does seem like they have to go to Pittsburgh a lot in the regular season.
It is pretty sweet we get Rodgers-Brady. When's the last time we got to see them play each other?
Nah, this has been a great NFL season so far, and they've done a fairly good job of getting lucky in terms of having these big matchups, too. Like, on Sunday Night Football, we had Patriots-Chiefs. On Monday Night Football, in like 5 or 6 weeks, you get Chiefs-Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Mexico City for some reason. Like, that'll be fun, I guess, but you get that. You're going to get Rodgers, Brady, Rodgers versus, you know, Goff and the Rams. They've done it. They've gotten pretty lucky in terms of having the right matchups this year.
It's kind of unfortunate Rodgers has to go on the road for all these.
Well, that's what he gets for getting to play at home. He's played at home, you know, for the first 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I think that's right. Feels like they've been at home every damn week. Right? Like, I mean, what road game have they played? They played the Bears at home. They played the Bills at home. They played the Vikings at home. Yeah, they've been on the road. Yeah, they've been at home 4 of the first 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the Rams Patriots is pretty tough, but, you know, that's the NFL, so deal with it.
We got our NFL power rankings coming up. First day of NBA season. I'm going to do an NBA segment or two. Deal with it. Still celebrating Tennessee's win over Auburn. Going to be a fun show. Maybe. I feel like that might be lying to you. It might be fun.
The hope.
I mean, I hope it's fun.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I guess that's what I really meant. We'll see what happens. We'll see where this goes. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back on the other side. Back on the program, Aaron Rodgers made history the last 2 weeks, 400 yards, no touchdowns. So rattled, didn't turn Andrew Cameron. 400 yards, no interceptions in back-to-back games. Pretty good. First QB in NFL history. They did have a couple fumbles, I believe. Waiting on intern Andrew to get me the worst sports take in of all time. You said you watched baseball and football last night, right?
Baseball and football.
Did you watch any wrestling?
No wrestling. No wrestling for me.
I do find them to be in a pretty precarious situation. And we've kind of joked about it with Mayor Glenn Jacobs. But did you see what happened in Saudi Arabia?
Where they were dressing up like demons or whatever.
Wait, what?
No, I didn't see what happened in Saudi Arabia. Did him? I don't know. I thought I saw him and Undertaker did something. They like, just go ahead.
Yeah, I mean they did a promo. Like, yeah, they cut a promo like in like a boiler room type of situation where they're acting like demons and Kane actually looked pretty scary. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Saudi Arabia killing that American journalist.
Oh. Yeah, I did see that in the news yesterday.
They basically admitted, yeah, we kind of had some interrogation go bad.
So we just had to kill the guy by accident.
And like they had been denying it for a while, and like people have like found video. And they're like, no, here's him going into the place and never coming out.
Khashoggi.
Yeah.
Is his name.
And, you know, WWE has that big event in Saudi Arabia coming up in a couple weeks, where the mayor of Knox County, Glenn Jacobs, is going to get a big paycheck. And, like, you know, all these American companies and all these American senators and everybody are like, hey, maybe you guys shouldn't do that. And last night, like, I came home from Bocce, from going 2-0 in the playoffs, threw on Aaron Rodgers, watched him in the fourth quarter, and then I went through and watched Monday Night Raw, and I just was laughing, like, they keep promoting Saudi Arabia like nothing's going on. Like, crown jewel. We'll crown who the best wrestler in the world is. Here's our promos for The Undertaker and Kane versus DX.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be okay. They'll have security. And
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about them being willing to go and become a $100 million infomercial for this country who is kind of, you know, the leader. Basically, the Prince of Saudi Arabia is the one who's paying the WWE to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to put on a better image to the rest of the world. Apparently, he has like a 10-year plan or maybe a 12-year plan. By 2030, Saudi Arabia is going to have, you know, all this culture, and they're going to let women dance at concerts and everything. And
they're going to let journalists not die.
And this journalist had been like critical of Saudi Arabia, and like basically there's a plot. Basically, they think that there was a plot to lure him into the country so that they could kill him.
I mean, that goes on in Russia like every day. You know how many journalists Putin has killed? Or at least had killed, allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how we'd think about it, though, if WWE was doing all these shows in Russia.
I mean, it's basically kind of the same thing, right?
I mean, do we send our sports to Russia?
Had the Olympics there, like...
I mean, we don't get to call the shots there.
Ago, 2 years ago? 4 years ago?
We don't get to call the shots there.
I don't remember.
I think it was this year.
Sochi?
Yeah, I think it was 2018.
Yeah, okay.
Was it not 2018?
I don't remember. Sometimes,
like, it was like literally like 6 months ago.
I don't know. We had Brazil.
Or 8 months ago.
When all the like bodies were washing up on the shore. I can't
remember.
That
was 2016.
That was 2016. And then we had Sochi. We had Russia this year. Yeah.
Pyeongchang.
Was this year?
Was 2018, yeah.
Pyeongchang?
That's right. Korea, right? The World Cup was in Russia.
Yeah. So, you know, that's like.
Good call by you. Good call by you, intern Andrew.
So we did that. I mean, we weren't.
I mean, we didn't go.
Right, but like every other country was there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we didn't go. We protested. We said, hey, our American soccer team will not go to Russia and pretend like everything is okay.
I was thinking we were just not good enough.
I mean, maybe. Or maybe we took a stand. Maybe we took a stand. I just think it's fascinating, and I'm waiting for this to really spill over into local politics. Or for Knox County to get painted in a negative light. Because, like I said, you have your mayor going over there to cash a check with blood money and oil money.
I mean,
you have a bunch of U.S. senators saying, hey, maybe don't do this.
He's donating a lot of the money, right?
He's donating $100,000. I think it's guilt money. I think it's guilt money for going to Saudi Arabia, and I think it's also... like, hey, look, I'm doing good with this. Like, yeah, they're donating $100,000. I want to say to, like, Knox County's, like, first responders, like cops and firefighters and stuff, I think where the money is going. I'm just waiting for the Knoxville News Sentinel to get a hand to finally figure out, like, oh, wait, he's going to Saudi Arabia? Oh, no. It's just fascinating to me. All right, I stalled long enough. We have the worst sports take of all time. Here's Terry Bradshaw.
And McCarthy, on the other hand, I've always said, if I were going to get rid, you ready for this? If I were going to get rid of one of the two, who would I get rid of? You ready? I get rid of Rodgers. I'm going to keep a great coach. I think that guy is a great coach.
What did you just say?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I think
there
McCarthy
we have it.
Is one of those coaches that you absolutely hang on to.
Congratulations to Terry Bradshaw.
I want to keep a great coach.
The worst sports take of all time. Congratulations to Terry Bradshaw. Look, you can see a lot of these bad takes. Like, you can see it and say, hey, look at all these people who were wrong about draft picks, right? You know, there's the guy who has the one who's like, I don't see what the Patriots are doing here by taking Rob Gronkowski. He's never going to be any good. Like, that one's bad. That's a bad sports take. But at least that one, you have the benefit of knowing how it played out. We've watched Aaron Rodgers for a decade now, right? I mean, it's pretty much he's been the quarterback since after the 2008 season. Is that right? The 2009 season? How long has Rodgers been the quarterback? 2010? 8 years, 9 years?
He was drafted out of Cal in 07, right?
I mean, he's set for a couple years.
I believe he got his first start in 2009.
Okay. Because I know the Packers went to the NFC Championship in like 07, 08. The year the Giants beat the Patriots because the Giants went into Lambeau and beat Favre. That was the game where Tom Coughlin's face was 8 shades of purple and red.
It's like his first or second season they won the Super Bowl.
He started the next year? Okay. So Favre was done after that year. Okay. So, I mean, we have a decade worth of evidence here, and Terry Bradshaw still stands there and says, I'm going to keep Mike McCarthy. Another round of applause. Come on. Give it up to him. You have to try to have that bad of a sports take.
Nope. Nope. I'm not clapping.
You have to try. That's a good take. I mean, it's an awful take, but it's a take that turns some heads. You want some attention in this biz? You say something like that on TV.
I mean, he can't mean that, right? That's what worries me, is that I think he actually means what he said. I don't think he's trying to stir up a take. I think Terry Bradshaw fully believes that. And that seems to be a problem. I mean, Mike McCarthy wouldn't have had a job 5 years ago if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, last night you saw, like, as you saw Aaron Rodgers, you know, maestro of that game-tying drive and game-winning drive, you just saw McCarthy over there with a dumb look on his face. And after Crosby hit the kick, he's like, whew, man, that was good.
Is he related to Melissa McCarthy?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
They kind of look alike. Thought maybe he was.
Because they're fat?
No.
Because they're both plump?
No. I mean, why do you automatically go there? They have similar facial structure. Similar,
chubby cheeks.
Similar eyes.
Those cheeks are too chubby that you can barely see their eyes. I suffer from that as well. Everyone always thinks my eyes are closed in pictures. I'm like, nope, just got fat cheeks. Yeah, they do kind of look alike, I guess.
They really do.
Both plump with dark hair.
From now on, I'm going to consider them to be siblings. But yeah, Terry Bradshaw. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know where you go with that. You just got to take him off the TV.
I feel like, you know, we've been focusing on the wrong old guy.
Lee Corso.
I've been thinking, hey, let's get Lee Corso off of TV. Maybe we should start with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, you don't hear Lee Corso saying things like that. You know. I mean, you got to get rid of that guy. You got to do something. I mean, replace him with, you know, there's so many up-and-coming stars in the NFL right now, broadcasting-wise. Replace him with Booger. Replace him with Romo or somebody. Not Jason Witten, probably, but somebody else.
How about this for a stat? So far through the NFL season, through 6 weeks, the average of 48.3 points per game is the highest ever. The 328 touchdown passes are the most ever at this point in the season, 52 more than last year. So there have been 328 touchdown passes. The Titans have 4, and one of them is from your safety. Oh, my God. Everyone in the league can play offense. You have C.J. Beathard coming out and looking like a good quarterback. Which, by the way, if I'm a 49ers fan, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm kind of like, wait a second. Did we jump the gun by giving Garoppolo all that goo-wop? Should we have gave him all that money? Seems like that might have been a bad idea. Because he took C.J. Beathard last night, and quite frankly, they looked pretty good on offense. I mean, C.J. Beathard, 16 of 23, 245 yards and 2 touchdowns. The late interception on the deep pass on third down. He looked competent. Hell, I would kill to have C.J. Beathard playing for the Titans right now. Or at least, I would kill to have Mariota go 16 of 23 for 245 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'd kill for his production. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm like, hey, I turned Matt Ryan into a stud. Last year of Jimmy Garoppolo, now I got C.J. Beathard. Maybe I'm just really good at coaching quarterbacks and I shouldn't have given all that money to Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe. 328 passing touchdowns.
Titans have 4?
Titans have 4, and one of them is Kevin Byard, their safety.
How did he manage that?
On a fake punt.
So 328 divided by 3. That's not how you do that. 3 divided by 328.
I don't think that's how you
do
it.
The Titans have 0.009% of the NFL's touchdown passes this year.
So less than 1%.
Yeah, less.
That doesn't seem good, right?
Well, that's Titans quarterbacks. So, you know, if you factor in the pass from the safety, then you get to 1%. 0.01. So.
If I had my hat on, I'd hit you in the face with it right now.
Man, I'm not the one out there throwing passes. I don't know why you would blame me for it. As you take shots at Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not taking shots at Aaron Rodgers. I would do bad things to have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is fantastic. There was that throw to Jimmy Graham on that third down. Did you guys see that? Like, Jimmy Graham had not even come out of his cut, and he had like 6 inches of space. And by the time he turned around, the ball basically just hit him right in the hands or in the arms. He didn't even have the time to put his hands up. It just hit him in the arms, and he caught it and ran.
Trustworthy tweeter writes in that he has a source saying Terry Bradshaw's on pills.
Well, that seems reckless.
Terry Bradshaw's loaded up on pain meds. Source confirms.
That seems reckless. Source does not confirm. We did not confirm it.
I mean,
it's not been confirmed. I don't think you know.
I feel like when you say Mike McCarthy is who you would keep instead of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, I think that confirms it. I think that automatically confirms that. Like, that's how you find out, you know. Look how messed up Ben's hair is.
Don't change the subject. I feel like that was pretty reckless on poor Terry. Like, it was a bad take.
I didn't say it.
You're the one who put it on the airwaves.
Yeah. I said trustworthy tweeter writes in.
John Reed does not stand with Cody's report. That was an independent report, separate of Talk Sports and separate of Fox Sports Knoxville. NFL Power Rankings up next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Ben, did you hear me say we're doing NFL Power Rankings next? Oh, okay, we'll get that ready. As I remind you to text WR Golf to 31996, 31996 WR Golf for your chance to win 2 free months of golf, courtesy of our friends at Wind River. You have until the end of the month to do that. Just sending one text message will get you a free fountain drink at the Top of the Hill Grill. All right, go ahead and fire it up. I've got the power. The power lies on their side. Yeah, 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 yeah. Go, go, power.
Rankings. Go, go, power. Rankings. Go, go, power. Rankings. I need more fish.
Ranking. All right, it's time for our week 6.5. I never know what to call it. Is it the week 6 power rankings or the week 7 power rankings? You're coming out of week 6, but you're heading into week 7. What is it? Week 6.5? What is it?
It's power rankings after week 6.
Well, I understand that, but do we call them week 6 or week 7?
I figure week 6, right? Because you're power ranking the weeks that are like
week 7.
It's week 7.
It's
now.
Technically week 7 of the NFL. Like once Monday night, or I guess probably Tuesday at 3 a.m., that's when the fantasy league goes final.
Yeah, it would
and
be.
You're on to week 7.
It would make it week 7 power rankings.
/ MySpace top 8. All right, Cody, give me your MySpace top 8. And quite frankly, to be honest, a little bit jealous of you this week for having 8 spots because. For a while, I feel like we didn't have enough good teams. Right now, I feel like we got more than 5 pretty damn good teams.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, right now I'm just at 4, and I have the other 4, but it's so hard to sort through this bottom 4 because you got a lot of 2-loss teams. So I'll give it a shot, and we'll see what happens. Number 8, the Steelers. The Steelers, after beating the Bengals, The Pittsburgh Steelers now 3-2. It seems kind of wild to put them all the way in the top eight, but I guess I'm going to roll with it.
You've got the one. 3-2-1.
3-2-1. I might change it up.
No, there's no changing. Before I tweet it out. No, once you put it on the air, you're locked in. I gave you eight spots. That way you could be confident in your rankings.
It's just hard to decipher between all these. The Chargers are now 4-2. I'm putting them in at number 7 in my power rankings.
Are you just going down the standings?
No. How would I go from Steelers to Chargers? And
I mean, we went from 3-2-1 to 4-2. I'm just curious.
All I'm saying is I got 4 I'm confident in, and then about 12 to sort through with 4 spots. Like, I've bumped the Bears now.
What are you doing during the commercial break?
Trying to figure it out.
Do you need me to go?
No. Why? Do you not like my 7 and 8?
Well, no. You're just saying you're trying to figure out the other spots. Like, you're stalling. You're just sitting there looking, trying to figure it out. I'm asking if you need more time.
No, I'm not stalling at all. I have them right here in front of me.
Give me your number 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, give me your 6.
Dolphins. Got the Dolphins at 6. They beat the Bears. That's a huge win. You look disgusted.
I'm a little bit disgusted.
All right, well, it gets better. Number 5, the Baltimore Ravens, after going to and beating the Titans. Outside of a couple of little slip-ups, the Ravens have looked pretty dominant this year. They're 4-2, and I know that they lost to the Browns, which was ugly. They lost to the Bengals, which was ugly. But in their wins, they've been pretty convincing. Really convincing. Shutting out the Titans, handled the Broncos, beat the Steelers on the road. So I like the Ravens. Number 4, the New Orleans Saints. I had no reason to drop them from last week. They had the bye. Still think the Saints are a top 4 team. Number 3, the Chiefs slide back one spot after losing to the New England Patriots, who bumped them at number 2 because the Patriots are just the second best team in the NFL, and they will eventually be the number 1 team by the time we get to the Super Bowl. But for now, number 1, no reason to bump them. The L.A. Rams staying undefeated. Although they're really not winning their games convincingly. Like, I think we could see the Rams start to take some L's at some point.
What do you mean? I feel like they won that Denver. I feel like they won in Denver rather convincingly. Yeah. I mean, it was 20-3 in the fourth quarter.
They struggled at Seattle.
They did struggle at Seattle.
I mean, I guess to their credit, though, that they've gone on the road and they've won. And, you know, that's not easy to do. So
I think they have a couple of really good wins. Now, look, I mean, if you start looking at their schedule, Raiders, Cardinals, Broncos, like, okay, 3 of those teams are pretty crummy. But
Seahawks, Vikings, Chargers. It's not like they've beaten the top 5.
Well, I think the Vikings and Chargers are both really good.
There.
I think the Vikings and Chargers are both really good, and I think at Seattle is still a tough fish place to play. Especially when you had – I mean, look, in that Seattle game, they had 2 of their top 3 receivers knocked out with concussions, and they still found a way to win.
Yeah.
They're still my number 1 team. Number 5, I go with the other Los Angeles team, the Chargers. Chargers are the only NFL team this year, I believe, who has 3 touchdowns on offense every single game. Chargers offense is balanced. If they get Joey Bosa back, I think they will be right there in terms of being in the AFC's Final 4. But right now, I think they're playing really well. They're just kind of mowing through everybody. Phillip Rivers playing good football. I like Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is balling. I think the Chargers, when you look at their only 2 losses at the Chiefs, I say at the Chiefs, it was in Los Angeles, but it was 80% Chiefs fans. In that game, the Chargers just kept dropping passes. They just kept dropping passes. They played a sloppy game. And their loss in Los Angeles to the Rams, that's another game where they kind of had a chance to make a play. They get an interception, return it out of the end zone, get stuck on their 1-yard line, put them behind the 8-ball there. I think the Chargers belong after beating down Cleveland. I believe they belong at number 5. Number 4 for me, I dropped them a spot, I believe. The New Orleans Saints. Out of sight, out of mind a little bit. You know, they are off this week. You didn't really think about them much. Their offense can score with anybody at home in the dome. But they head to Baltimore this weekend to play my number 3 team, the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore's defense so far have given up 77 points. That's the fewest in the NFL. Their defense, you know, you give a lot of credit to Chicago's defense, right? Chicago's defense has given up 96 points. That's 19 more, Cody, in one less game. The Bears had a bye in there to help them. The Ravens have played six games and given up 77 points.
Are you really about to just not put the Patriots in the top five?
What do you want me to do? The Ravens have the second best point differential in the league.
The Chargers?
The Chargers have the sixth best point differential in the league.
The Chargers.
Number two, Chiefs. 5-1. Wins on the road against the Chargers, against the Steelers. I came away impressed with their performance in New England, a close three-point loss to the sixth-best team in the NFL.
You know who the Chargers played at home in week one?
The Chiefs. I just said that.
They lost.
They did.
You know who beat the Chiefs at home?
The Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know who lost to the Detroit Lions?
The Patriots.
You know who got smacked down by the Jaguars, who aren't very good?
Patriots.
Okay. You know who, I don't want to say struggled, but kind of let that Indianapolis Colts team that's not very good hang around with them a little bit too long at home on primetime?
Patriots.
Okay. It's not a one-game season. They beat the Chiefs. Good for them. They did.
The Chargers would remind you of that as well.
I don't have the Chargers in the top two. I have them at number five. I was more impressed with them beating down the Browns in Cleveland than I was the Patriots winning a shootout at home.
I get your point. It's just the Chargers have beaten the Bills, the Niners, the Raiders, and the Browns.
I was more impressed with them with their losses.
Bills, Niners, Raiders, Browns.
I understand that. I was more impressed with their losses. You cannot get smacked by Matthew Stafford and the Lions and expect to be in someone's top five, okay? Okay, you just can't. One win does not wash away those sins. The Dolphins.
How about a blowout win over the ranked Dolphins?
Don't talk to me about power rankings or MySpace top eights when you have the Dolphins in the top eight.
We would have the same top five if you put the Patriots in yours. Like, I gotta sort out like 6 through 8. There's a lot of two lost teams out there.
I do think that we have gotten more good teams so far this season than I thought. Like, in terms of winning the Super Bowl, how many teams do you think can win the Super Bowl right now?
Two.
Oh.
Like, actually win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'd say
Patriots or Chiefs.
Do we just do this with every sport? Like, you feel like two people can win the Super Bowl? You don't think the Rams can win the Super Bowl with that offense?
I don't think the Rams will beat whoever comes out of the AFC. Like, the NFC is better, don't get me wrong, but the top of the AFC is better. Like, I'm thinking Patriots or Chiefs.
I think the Rams would beat the hell out of the Patriots.
In the Super Bowl?
You act like Nick Foles didn't just go in there and
I know he did, but that's not going to happen
again. Beat the Patriots
again.
In the Super Bowl.
That's not going to happen
again. You act like they haven't lost two Super Bowls to the New York Giants and Eli Manning. Like, what are we talking about here?
It's not going to happen again.
This might be the first year that the Patriots will actually have more than one tough game in the playoffs. It might be. In the AFC.
I mean, other than the Chiefs.
In the AFC playoffs.
Ravens, I guess.
I think the Ravens are damn good, and Joe Flacco has played really well against the Patriots, whether it's in New England or in Baltimore. Like,
I'm giving your Chiefs credit. I'm just saying I think it's going to be Patriots or Chiefs. Like, I don't think who comes out of the NFC is going to win it.
I think the Ravens, I think the Chiefs, I think the Chargers are all formidable opponents. And that's not even getting to the AFC North other teams with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, who I think both can score with New England. I just don't know if either one can stop New England. But I do think the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Ravens not only can beat New England, I think they would beat New England if they played in the playoffs.
I want to revisit this Chargers take in the coming weeks because I feel like that one's going to – the Chargers are not going to be there at the end.
Well, how long do we have to wait? How many weeks are we waiting? Because right now they play the Titans, the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Cardinals. So it feels like the Chargers are about to reel off 5 straight wins.
They'll probably lose to the Titans. Argue that. You don't want to, do you?
Did you not hear the stat that Titans quarterbacks have less than 1% of a record-high touchdown passes this year?
I'm going to say the Chargers don't even make the playoffs. I mean, they do have a pretty easy schedule, but I'm saying Chargers don't make the playoffs. You think the Chargers even make the playoffs?
Like I said, these next 5 for them, pretty damn winnable.
Yeah, they're winnable. But
they should go 4-1 in the next 5 at worst. They should be looking at 8-3 at worst after 11 games. Now, after that, after you get to 8-3, then it starts getting a little bit trickier because you have at Pittsburgh, home for Cincinnati, at Kansas City, Baltimore. But they need to find 2 more wins out of there. And quite frankly, they might not even have to find 2 more wins because the wild card might be 9-7.
Yeah, the AFC North has got good teams in it too. Plus, you still got the Jags if they figure it out. The Dolphins are good. Yeah, Chargers.
The Dolphins aren't good.
Chargers are not making the playoffs.
The Dolphins are not good.
I'm not saying the
you
Dolphins are
good. You
want to
make a bet right now on who finishes better between the Dolphins and the Chargers?
No, but I'll bet you the Chargers don't make the playoffs.
I don't want them to make the playoffs. I don't want to have to start rooting for them to make the playoffs.
I mean, you're high on the Chargers. I'm telling you, they're not going to make
best
the playoffs.
Team right now. Did you not see them go in and absolutely dominate Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Browns.
Dominated
them. Cleveland Browns.
Dominated them.
I want to revisit this Chargers take at the end of the year.
If they would have beaten the Browns by a close margin, I would look at that and say, you know what, you're right, I'm not getting overly excited about that. But they were up 35-6 in the third quarter on the road.
Well, that's nice. I mean, it's just a game. I mean, the Bills beat down the Vikings in Minnesota, but I don't think anybody's saying the Bills are better than the Vikings. Like,
I'm not just pointing to one game.
I know you're not. I'm just pointing to the fact they've beaten the Bills, Niners, Raiders, Browns.
I'm pointing to the fact that they have a good quarterback, and we've already established you don't like Phillip Rivers, so I think there's a little anti-Phillip Rivers bias. I think they have until Le'Veon Bell comes back, is Melvin Gordon the third best running back in the league? Melvin Gordon's been a beast.
I think you're just looking at two respectable losses on the schedule.
Or fourth best cornerback in the league, and Casey Hayward. Like, they're pretty damn good.
They have no fans. No
they don't
home
have any
field
fans.
Advantage.
That's great, though. They're used to going on the road. They're fine. They're road tested. They play 16 road games a year. They're ready to go.
I feel like you're just looking at their 2 losses, which are still L's on the schedule, and you're impressed that they played the Chiefs and the Rams somewhat close and lost by double digits in both games.
They want to be 9-7 going into the playoffs, man.
They're not making the
playoffs.
Give
us the road test.
Give us the road. We don't want to play in this 20,000-seat arena where you have 18,000 of the fans. Just make it 90. Just make it 60,000 to earn none.
Go ahead and add that one to the bet board. The Chargers are not making the playoffs. Not with the Ravens, Steelers, Bengals in one division, and the Jags still around.
I feel like I might get caught rooting against the Bengals and the Chargers, which I don't want. I want the Bengals to make the playoffs.
I won't even throw Dolphins in there.
Because they're not making the playoffs.
But you look at that AFC North, that's where your wild cards are at.
It'd be tough to have both wild cards. I mean, it's possible.
Well, and maybe like Jags. Or
The Jags are done.
Titans, Texans then. I mean, somebody besides the Chargers.
Let me rephrase. The Jaguars are not done, but there's only one team coming out of the AFC South this year. Jaguars might win the division. They're not done. I'm not saying that. The AFC South is done in hopes of getting a wild card. That ain't happening.
I mean, we're 6 games in. Like, it's still
It's like 40% of the season over, though.
Well, yeah, but it's still completely
possible. Watch the Jaguars. They stink.
I'm just looking at it like 75 teams here with 2 losses or 3 losses. Like, there's still a lot of ball to be played.
Cody, I think you need to remember that you have the Steelers in the AFC North versus the Steelers bet.
I don't even care about that bet. Right now I care about the Chargers and the Chargers not making the playoffs.
No, I'm not putting it on the board because they're not winning the division because the Chiefs are in the division.
Well, yet they're the fifth best team in the NFL right now.
Okay, fine. Put it on the board.
All right.
Put it on there.
So let's see. I got, now I've taken some L's on my bet so far, but I got Titans lower than 10 wins. Now I got Chargers not making the playoffs. And what else do I have? Steelers winning the division. I mean, I'm just saying I could rally here.
Were you on the Georgia minus 16.5 over the East?
Yeah, he's won that one.
I won that one. But I've lost.
He owes me two, though.
I've lost two or
one mystery game and something. The Patriots minus 3.5.
I don't even remember the
You would think
game.
To be the second best team in the league that could cover at home. You would think they could have covered at home.
Yeah, they played a really good team.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
So we go to Knoxville.